As a first-time guest, maybe let the folks in on a little background. I mean, I've known you for a lot of years. Where do you hail from, and kind of take us through the path that led you into this really unique field where you've made such a great name for yourself?
Yeah, we've been in Eugene for about 15 years. I grew up in the East Coast. I went to University of Rhode Island and grew up in New York. Actually, I had a government job for quite a while, took an early retirement, came out here, and actually hooked up with the Eugene Chargers in the International Basketball League. We had the team for 3 years, and last year I was the general manager. Then after that, a few of the players wanted us to try to help them find jobs overseas, and so we did that, and eventually we got into a scouting company where we have this company, Net Scouts Basketball, and what we do is we scout players overseas for U.S. colleges, so we have a recruiting service that does that, and do a bunch of other stuff as far as draft evaluation. We do some work with overseas professional teams after we scout NCAA players.
Obviously, here in Eugene, a lot of folks are focused on what's to become of Peyton Pritchard, who that senior year, I mean, it seemed at times he just willed his team to wins. And, you know, the mocks are kind of all over the place, mid-second or in the past few days. I guess you've landed Peyton a little more up the board. So what have you heard? What's your read on where Pritch might go?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he's getting some interest. Late first round interest, early second round interest. He's gotten a lot of, he's had a lot of workouts, and people generally like him. You know, he has the long range shot, and you know that's big in the NBA now. If you can hit consistently from really deep, that's a good thing. We had Lakers possibly interested in him late in the first round, but that pick looks like that's going to go to Oklahoma City now, which, again, might not be a bad place for him. Philadelphia might be a good place. They draft 34. So I think late first round, early to, you know, early mid-second round would be appropriate for him.
Let's stick with Pac-12 players who hope to hear their name called. You know, I took one look at the kid from USC, Onyeka Okongwu, and I was like, well, this guy's going to be a lottery pick. He's just shoots a high percentage. I guess it sounds simply kind of looks the part. What's your read about how his game translates to the next level and maybe how high he ends up going?
Yeah, Kongu's a great story, and I agree with you. He's one of those guys you look at for like 2 minutes and say, okay, you know, first-round draft pick. And we have him going six, but we think he could be, you know, the best player in the draft. You know, outside of the top three, he could go four, five, six, seven, somewhere in that range. But he's just NBA type of player. He's 6'9" and runs the floor extremely well. Has a really quick bounce. Second jump is great. He has he's excellent defensively. Has good shot blocking instincts, and it looks like he can develop a mid range shot. USA didn't really run anything for him this year. They had Rek Kosovich also playing center, so the middle was kind of jammed for him. So he didn't really show all that he could do offensively, but we love him. We like him a lot.
Talking NBA draft with Carl Berman, Net Scouts Basketball, the Huskies' Isaiah Stewart. Looks like center, power forward, had a huge game in the home loss to Oregon. Good free throw shooter for a big guy. Carl, what do you make of his skill set and a potential landing point for him?
Yeah, we like Stewart. Again, the bigs in the NBA are pretty undervalued now. So the bigs generally have to be able to move and have to be able to shoot from outside. In Stewart's case, I think he can do it. He has kind of a nice mid-range shot now, and he has great post moves. And he's super long. He's got a 7'4" wingspan. So he's only about 6'8", but his length really helps him out, especially defensively, rebounding. We have him going kind of late after the lottery, probably. I have him 19 to Brooklyn, but I could see him going anywhere 17 to like 23 in that range.
While he might have not have gotten the equal attention of the other Husky, Jaden McDaniels was a blue chipper from Seattle. Same size as Stewart height-wise, but he's like 50 pounds lighter. I would say he had some scoring inconsistencies, pretty well-rounded game. What kind of buzz is he causing as far as, you know, maybe moving into that first round?
Yeah, McDaniels is an interesting case because out of high school, he was one of the most highly recruited players. So if he didn't have to go to school for a year, he might have been a top five or a top 10 draft pick. He went to Washington. We weren't real impressed with him all year. We saw him a lot, and his effort seemed inconsistent. He didn't seem like he really knew how to play. His defense was pretty bad. So if you judge him based on what he did over the, you know, 1 year, it's kind of scary, but he does have that potential. So he's kind of like one of those, hit or miss, boom or bust players. And I could see someone taking him late in the first round because at that point, you know, it might be worth, a risk. So he could be a solid NBA player, or he could be out of the league in 2 or 3 years.
Or he could be Anthony Bennett. Talking NBA draft, Pac-12 guys, Carl Berman, Net Scouts Basketball, Arizona, never lacking talent, Josh Green from that prestigious IMG Academy, was a top 15 national recruit. Maybe cliche, but with this guy, I see more than what his game is, but more like what it's going to become. What's your read on him and where he might hear his name called?
Yeah, I like Green. He's a prototypical wing, NBA wing size. He's about 6'6", and he's long. He's got a 6'10 wingspan. And he's one of the more athletic players coming out this year. So, you know, you get a player that looks the part, and he does. And he did some good stuff in Arizona this year. Needs to improve on a few things. His spot-up shooting, especially off the dribble, needs improvement. Finishing needs improvement. But we like him. You know, we like his potential. And we have him going 26 to Boston, but we could see him going anywhere from 22 to the end of the first round.
The point guard for the Cats, Nico Mannion, even higher rated coming out of his high school than Green, while spectacular at times, maybe a little erratic, especially with his shot, played a bunch of minutes. I mean, for Oregon fans, he did a lot of good things in both of those crazy overtime games. Carl, what pops about him, his game, and how high might he go?
Yeah, Mannion's pretty interesting because, again, he's another one who, well, while he was in high school, he was extremely highly recruited, and early on, most had him in the lottery. We saw him at the Nike Hoop Summit, and we go to practices there during the week as well as going to the game. And he was great all week. He played against Cole Anthony at the Hoop Summit and at the actual game and played great. And then he got to Arizona and kind of backed off, especially offensively. His shot never really got going. There were a few good things about his game. You know, he's a good floor general, and he actually guarded the pick and roll really well this year, which is important moving forward. But you know, interested in back has backed off a little bit. He's not particularly long. His wingspan's only 6'2" and a half, and that's about his height. He's not the most athletic kid, so we have him really second round. We see him as a backup point guard down the line.
A couple final thoughts for Carl Berman of Net Scout Basketball. Stanford had a very nice season 4 under Gerard Haas. Tyrell Terry, solid performance, a freshman. I'm not sure a lot of people had him leaving at this point, but seems like he could handle the ball, good shooter. So how about his game and maybe his climbing the charts?
Yeah, Terry's another interesting case because this year with the season ending in March, and now we're in November, so we're 8 months past that. A lot of players worked on their bodies and gotten stronger and bigger and gained weight or lost body fat. And that's kind of important in the evaluation process, how, you know, these guys take things seriously and really work at it. And Terry's one of the guys that's happened to. He's actually grown about a half inch to an inch. He's gained about 15 pounds of muscle. And when he was at Stanford, he was only 160. And when we saw him play, we weren't totally, we liked his shot, and we could see, you know, where it could go. But he picked up his dribble a lot, and as a pure point guard, we weren't crazy about him. But now that he's gained weight, he's gotten a lot stronger, and he's gotten a little taller. And he's very intelligent and understands the game. We have him going. We moved him into the first round. I have him 24 to Milwaukee now.
By the way, I was just
kind of going up, you know, the charts with a lot of the guys looking at the draft.
That is such a 2020 thing. Normally, between the end of March Madness and the draft, who the heck can grow a half an inch?
But, right.
In closing, beyond the Pac-12 guys, really unique draft. Like you said, 8 months after we last see these guys play, is there a lock number one? How do you see maybe the top three with the T-Wolves, Golden State, and Charlotte leaning?
Yeah, I have LaMelo Ball going one, James Wiseman two to Golden State, and Anthony Edwards three to Charlotte. But I've heard Minnesota might go with Edwards as one. It's kind of funny, Ball, when he had his interview with Minnesota, he apparently, people were saying, oh, he really did bad on the interview. And I don't even know how you can do bad on an interview. Like, what's he doing, you know, texting on his phone while they're asking him questions or something? But maybe he doesn't want to play there, you know, so that might be an issue on who Minnesota takes. But we have Ball first just because he's got great court vision. He has that one NBA skill that could make him an all-star if things pan out for him.
Well, this is the most unique draft. I mean, I think it's the most anonymous draft. I think a lot of people have kind of lost touch, but anyway, ready to roll Wednesday. Hey, appreciate your analysis, folks. He's Carl Berman, providing a mountain of detail, breaking down this draft for NetScouts Basketball on Twitter. The handle is at Carl Berman. Carl, really appreciate the time and the insight. Hopefully we'll be able to have this talk face-to-face soon. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and wishing you and yours well.
Thanks, Dave. Hopefully we'll see each other in an arena soon.
You got it, buddy. Have a good one.